Let's talk about anger today. Come on, what is it that makes you angry? Are you somebody who reacts to every small thing? Somebody says something, you take it the wrong way, something doesn't go according to plan, and immediately the reaction comes. Your voice changes, your mood changes, and sometimes your reaction actually makes the whole situation worse. Is that you? I think many of us need to ask ourselves where these reactions even came from. Because most of us were given a toolbox when we were growing up. Not literally, of course, a toolbox of reactions. And a lot of those tools came from our parents. Think about it. When you were a child, you watched everything. You watched how your parents reacted when something fell on the floor. You watched what happened when someone in the family said the wrong thing. You watched how they behaved in traffic. You watched how they handled stress. You watched how they spoke when they were upset. And without anybody sitting you down and teaching you, you learned. You absorbed it. Somewhere inside, you started believing, okay, this is how we deal with anger. This is how we deal with frustration. This is how we react when things go wrong. And then you grow up. And suddenly, years later, you find yourself reacting in exactly the same way. That is why, if you're a parent, this is something you really need to understand. Your children are watching you. Every single thing you do, every single thing you say, the tone you use, the way you react under pressure, they are absorbing it like a sponge. You are actually creating little adults. And one day, those little adults may become parents themselves. Then a similar situation happens in their home, and guess what comes out? The same reaction they saw from you. A friend of mine once said something that really stayed with me. He said, "The toolbox we were given by our parents sometimes needs to be changed, because what if the tools inside that box are not helping us anymore?" That is the question. Do you want to keep using the same tools just because they were handed to you, or are you willing to replace them? Maybe anger was the normal reaction in your home. That doesn't mean it has to be the normal reaction in yours. Maybe shouting was normal. Maybe silence was used as punishment. Maybe people exploded, then regretted it later. You don't have to continue that. You can change the toolbox. But first, you have to realize that there is a problem. Ask yourself honestly, is this the kind of life you want to live? Do you want to be somebody who reacts the same way every single time something goes wrong? Do you want to keep saying things in anger and then wishing you could take them back? Or would you rather become someone who can stay calm? I really believe that people who stay calm understand something very important. They know that anger often makes a bad situation worse. And once you get used to staying calm, life itself starts to feel more peaceful. How many of us want that? A calmer life, a more peaceful home, less drama, less regret? I am raising my hand. Because we all know we should remain calm. The strange thing is, even though we know it, we still don't always do it. Why? Because some of us are programmed into these reactions. The situation happens, the same trigger appears, and we react in the same way again. Then later, when everything is quiet, we regret it. I have seen people lose relationships because of anger. I have seen friendships break, promises get broken, people become enemies. And then later, when that person is sitting alone, they start thinking, "Why does this keep happening to me?" But sometimes the answer is simple. Because you didn't change the way you react. If you don't change your ways, the result doesn't magically change. You can apologize 10 times, you can promise yourself that next time will be different. But if the same situation happens and you use the same old tools, you will probably get the same old result. And then you're sitting alone again, wondering what happened. What happened is that the pattern repeated. That is why change has to happen before the next argument, not after it. You need to recognize your triggers. What makes you lose control? Is it disrespect? Being ignored? Feeling challenged? Stress? Traffic? Something at work? Something your spouse says? The first step is knowing what sets you off. Then comes the harder part, creating a pause. That pause can change everything. The moment you feel the anger rising, don't immediately respond. Give yourself a few seconds. Walk away if you need to. Drink some water. Lower your voice instead of raising it. You don't have to answer everything immediately. And being calm does not mean you are weak. It doesn't mean people can walk over you. You can be firm and still be calm. You can disagree and still be calm. You can set boundaries and still be calm. In fact, sometimes the strongest person in the room is the one who could explode but chooses not to. And if you have children, remember this. Every time they see you control yourself, you are putting a new tool into their toolbox. Every time they see you calm down instead of shouting, they learn something. Every time they hear you say, "I'm angry right now, so let me calm down first," you are teaching them a skill they may carry for the rest of their lives. That is powerful because maybe you inherited anger, but you don't have to pass it forward. Maybe the pattern came through generations. It can still stop with you. So the next time something happens, before you react the way you always react, ask yourself, "Do I want the same result again?" Because if the answer is no, then something in the reaction has to change. Stay calm. Think before you speak. Change the tools that are not helping you. Because remaining calm when everything around you is messed up may be one of the best things you can ever learn to do. Until next time, take care of yourself, take care of the people around you, and keep moving forward.